So the pain of being misunderstood when you're just being matter of fact and explaining something, or you're getting excited about something, is real, okay? So I always say that in my job, I'm kind of the interpreter between people who are neurodivergent and people that are neurotypical, but that's actually not true. I think more specifically, I'm the interpreter between people who the most important thing to them and the most urgent, like safe thing that they want to be communicating and they want to have communicated to them is facts and truth. And we have other people who the most important thing to them and what they want communicated immediately and where they feel warm and fuzzy is whatever makes them feel comfortable in the moment. So we got the truth tellers and the let's be comfortable in the moment. So you might say neurodivergent-ish, neurotypical-ish. And these people over here will get intense sometimes and actually like angry and frustrated, like real intense, but that only happens after they've been getting excited about something or explaining something, and then they get misjudged or told they're bad and mischaracterized as being like too pushy or too intense. Okay, there's so many other things that happen with communication between the two of these people, but then there's this vicious cycle where then the person over here who started out not angry will escalate, and person over here has a leg to stand on, and they're like, see, I am going to be sensitive to you and typecast you as being like over the top. I feel like I explain a lot, that we just need to really work on understanding each other instead of making an assumption based on how your brain works. And then you could avoid a lot of the strife.